So this morning we come to the factor of Vasubandhu's, which Bhante calls contemplating the suffering of beings. In the text, that translation that we're using, it's just referred to as kindness and pity, or kindness and compassion for beings, on the basis of which the Bodhi resolve might perhaps be generated. I've got some bird feeders, quite a lot of bird feeders actually outside my room, and sort of sit with a cup of tea looking at them, and I notice there's one little robin comes, because a few robins come, but there's one, and he tries to grasp onto the perches on where the sunflower seeds are, but he mostly falls off, and he kind of flutters away before he's managed to get one of the seeds. But he's okay on the tray where I put other things, like fat balls and stuff. And when I look at him more closely, I see that one of his feet is misshapen. It's turned backwards, actually. It's an accident. And he can sort of lean on it, but he can't hold on with it. So he comes and he flutters around where the other birds just, you know, land there. They do a kind of, you know, jet-propelled landing, come in, go off again with umpteen bits of this, that, there, and he can't do it. He seems to do okay, actually. He looks fine, but he can't do that, and it's just quite poignant when you just see the way that he tries, but he just can't, and he just flutters, you know, because his wings rescue him, but he flutters around, and he can't quite get access to it. And so that was one thing that has been in my mind, thinking about what I might say for this factor of kindness and compassion. I was out about in the car in the co-op the other day, and there's headlines in a local Shrewsbury newspaper about where the police got a telephone call saying that two people had been shot and were in such and such a bungalow, and anyway they went, and it was a mother and her 18-year-old daughter. Nice-looking bungalow, garden, cars in the drive, good neighbours. It was actually the husband who'd shot them, left the message for the police, and then gone off elsewhere and shot himself. And as yet, well, last time I saw a paper, no one knew why, that the neighbours were just shocked and mystified, and they said, well, everything had just seemed like normal. Everything clearly wasn't normal and was hidden. And, you know, with what was going on in Haiti just now, you know, Port-au-Prince and a few minutes, devastation, and 150,000 people killed. Survivors left with almost nothing materially, and maybe even worse than that, just coping with, you know, family and friends who were killed and they're left without them. So those are the sorts of things that were coming to my mind as I was thinking about it. So, although actually also some sort of more at home or closer in sort of other kinds of suffering, like two people who and they like each other, and last week they just upset each other badly. Words were spoken with one intent, but heard as something quite hurtful, and vice versa. So I bet you can think of examples of that sort of thing, but it's such a pity when it happens. Or you know, someone you appreciate and you think you've developed a bond, but you have developed a bond with and a friendship, and I don't know, something goes wrong and they let you down, and you know, maybe sometimes people turn against you or they seem to withdraw their regard or their love or respect, and that's really painful. So there's all sorts of ways in which beings suffer. I mean, physically, injury, hunger. Sometimes it's sort of a long, drawn out. Sometimes sudden and overwhelming. Sometimes, it's an act of nature, let's say. Sometimes it's deliberately inflicted. Then there's emotional, there's mental suffering. When we just see no way out, you know, in the Shrewsbury case, no way out except to die and to take people that you love with you. Our mental, emotional suffering, we fall into despondency, or we just rage against things, or we lay blame, we want retaliation, or scores settled. I'm sure we've all done it, and I'm sure we see it happening around us. Yeah, more individually based situations, and we bump into other personalities of doing or ways of doing things. Misunderstandings arise, our own patterns or our own views are asked for flexibility, but that feels threatening or just downright wrong and unjustified. So those are sort of things that maybe that, you know, could come to mind when we start thinking about contemplating the suffering of beings, including ourselves.